Right, your £9 question.
The £9 question, okay.
Yes.
All right, I might as well run it through for the one or two. So, a meal comes to £30, you give three £10 notes to the waiter, he goes back to the kitchen, he's told he's overcharged you, it's actually £25, so they put £5 coins on the salver, back it goes. On the way back, the waiter thinks they don't know, they was happy with 30 quid, I'll put £2 in your pocket, so he gives us all £1 each back, we all now paid £9, three nines are 27, and the £2 in his pocket makes 29, £1's gone somewhere. Okay, what do you want to tell us, Ben?
Right, the £27 is paid.
Yeah.
That consists of the meal, at 25.
Yeah.
And the £2 that the guy's pinched.
The £2 and the guy's pinched.
Yeah.
How can it consist of that? You see, the thing is, oh man alive, here we go. The thing is, whatever way you slice it, and whatever what angle we look at this from, and having had a light breakfast and read all the papers, I'm in a mood to tackle this one now. We've only paid £9 each, no matter what way you slice that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. But that £27 consists of £25 for the meal, and the £2 that the guy's pinched, and they've got the £3 back. So when you say £27 plus £2, that's wrong, because the £2 has already been included in the 27.
But we paid three nines out.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
We all
got a quid back.
We've got a pound back. And whatever, we sent out tenners and got nines back, which we're all happy with.
Three nines.
Anyway, so there you go. You see, Ben, scientifically there, Ben, with all the skill of a surgeon, has seen the problem there and gone straight.